Kellogg's Pep.
The Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, the mystery of the talking cat has Perry White more bewildered than ever. We'll join him with his star reporter, Clark Kent, in just a moment. But right now, let's hear from our good friend, Dan McCullough.
You know, gang, when you fellows and girls started collecting those swell comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep, it was early fall and sunny enough some days to even go without a sweater. But now, if you want your collection of comic buttons to show up, you'll wear them pinned on your warm jacket or your cap. Of course, you've collected a lot more by this time, and you've had a load of fun doing it. Take swapping duplicates, for example. Boy, there's something that gives you a real thrill. You know, say you have two Superman buttons, and you need a Smitty or an Orphan Annie. So, you find out which one of your pals needs Superman and make the trade. That way, you both have a different bright-colored button to add to your collection. A real humdinger, too. Done up in full comic strip colors on a shiny white enamel button that really shows up. So, gang, keep working on your collection. Ask Mom to get you some more of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these new comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. But there's an exclusive prize for you in every package of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
A fawn-colored Siamese cat, which was sent to Lois Lane as a Christmas gift, has been creating havoc among our friends on the Daily Planet. First Lois, and then Jimmy Olsen, said the cat had spoken to them in a human voice, warning them to beware of Perry White. Then Lois mysteriously disappeared from a taxicab in broad daylight, and Jimmy disappeared from a deserted house, to which Lois, whose voice apparently came from the mouth of the cat, had summoned them. When even Superman could find no trace of the boy reporter, Perry White phoned Jimmy's mother, only to be told that Jimmy was home, safely asleep in his bed. Amazed, White and Clark Kent hurried to the Olsen home. But when they opened the door of Jimmy's top-floor bedroom, they saw not the freckled-faced boy reporter, but a black cat, which mewed plaintively at them from the bed. Listen.
Kent. Look.
I see it.
A cat. It's a
cat. You said it before, Chief.
Jimmy. It's Jimmy.
Oh, now, wait a
minute. It's Jimmy, I tell you. It must be.
For heaven's sake, Chief.
There, you see? He answered us.
Are you out of your mind?
Yes. No, I don't know. But it has to be Jim. Mrs. Olsen said he came up here a little while ago to go to bed.
Well, she was mistaken.
Well, how could she be? And she isn't.
But
it all makes sense now.
Nonsense, you mean?
No. First Lois and then Jim disappeared. Something happened to them, and they turned...
Now, don't give me any more of that ancient Egyptian superstition about people dying and turning into cats.
And I laughed at it, too, when Jim reminded me of
well,
it.
Well...
But I heard Lois's voice coming from the cat.
Oh.
Not this one. The Siamese.
But you couldn't have.
I tell you I did, with my own two ears.
So loud, Chief. We don't want to frighten Mrs. Olsen. And stop being silly.
I only wish I was being silly.
You are.
But I heard her, I tell you. So did Jim.
Cats can't talk. You know that. Some kind of a trick.
Well, that's what I kept saying until I heard a talk in Lois's voice.
Oh.
And then in the old house, we heard her again. We couldn't see her. And Superman said she hadn't ever been in the house.
That's right.
But we heard her voice. And then we heard a cat. And Superman saw a cat.
Well, so what? Cats often hang around deserted houses.
Not talking cats.
Now, wait a minute.
After Jim disappeared, we couldn't see him either.
But
we heard his voice, and then we heard a cat.
Oh.
And Superman saw a cat under the house where Jim had gone through the trapdoor.
Again, I say, so what? Cats like to go under houses. Heaven's sake, Chief, at your age.
Then where is Jim?
Well, I'll admit I don't know, but
he's... I'll tell you where he is. You stay away from me, cat.
Chief, Mrs. Olsen.
Oh, yes.
Now, look here, Chief. Unless you stop acting like a child, I wash my hands of the whole matter.
You get that cat away from me, do you hear? Get it away, I say.
Mr. Kent.
Now, you see? I told you to keep your voice down. It's all right, Mrs. Olsen.
I heard Mr. White scream.
Oh, well, he's always screaming about one thing or another. Now, we don't want to scare her. Pull yourself together.
Oh, I can't. I've come all apart at the seams. My head is going around like a top, and my legs won't hold me up.
Well, then sit down.
Whatever you do, don't repeat any of that cat nonsense to Jimmy's mother.
If it only was nonsense.
Are you sure everything's all right?
Oh, certainly.
Why, well, where's Jimmy?
There he is.
Where? I don't see him. And what's that cat doing here?
Jim doesn't seem to be here, Mrs. Olson. Are you sure he came home tonight?
Why, of course he did. I heard him.
But you didn't see him.
Well, no. Like I said, since I had the flu, Jimmy won't let me wait up for him anymore. But I heard him come in and go up to bed. You mean Jimmy didn't come in?
Well...
It was someone else?
It was... Oh! Kent, will you stop kicking me?
You probably didn't hear anyone, Mrs. Olson.
Oh, but I'm sure I heard his door open. He was very quiet. I know he didn't want to wake me, but he...
Well, you see, the chances are you dreamed it, or maybe Jim did come home.
Say he did.
I can't imagine where this cat came from. You say Jimmy did come home, Mr. Kent?
Well,
I thought you said...
Oh, I said maybe he came home to, to get something, some notes on a story or something, and then went out again, very quietly, so as not to disturb you.
Oh, you mean he's on an assignment?
No, he... Ow! Kent, if you don't stop kicking me...
Oh, I'm sorry, Chief. I didn't want to step on a cat. We better be going now. It's late.
I can't imagine where that cat came from. Unless Jimmy was home tonight and he found the cat outside and brought it in with him. He's been bringing home stray animals ever since he was able to walk.
Well, that's very likely.
Well, I hope he doesn't start bringing mice home now.
Mice?
Mr. White's so tired, he doesn't know what he's saying. He often gets that way. Don't worry, Mrs. Olson. I'm sure Jim will be home soon. All right, come along, Chief. I'll take the cat out with me. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Come on.
Are you sure everything's all right, Mr. Kent?
Oh, certainly.
Mr. White's been acting so strange.
Well, you know
me? Why, I'm fine. I'm wonderful. Couldn't be better.
I don't understand all this.
Mr. White's very funny, isn't he? He's practicing that new laugh. Well, we'll be going. Now, don't you worry about anything. Come along, Chief. Good night, Mrs. Olson.
Good night.
Wait a minute, Kent. Hold on.
What's the matter?
What's the idea of not letting me drive my own car?
You're in no condition to drive tonight. If a cat ran across the street, you'd probably wind up wrapped around a telephone pole.
Don't mention cats to me.
Oh,
I hope I never see another one as long as I live. The way my heart's been acting up, I don't think I'll live through the night. You don't know what I've been through.
Well, I do know you've been acting like a chump.
What? How dare you talk to me like that?
Believing cats can talk. Thinking Lois and Jimmy turned into cats, and you the editor of a great newspaper.
Well, I'll admit now that I've had a chance to cool off, it does seem a little preposterous.
A little preposterous?
Yes, but...
But what?
Well, I heard Lois's Siamese cat talk, and in Lois's voice.
There you go again. I tell you, it was a trick.
How could it be? The cat was right beside me on the bed. I practically had my hand on it.
It was a trick, a very clever trick.
Will you stop saying that? I kept telling myself the same thing. But what happened to Lois and to Jim? And how could we hear their voices in the old house when even Superman couldn't see anybody?
I don't know how yet, but I intend to find out.
You intend to find out?
Yes.
Mr. Sherlock Holmes. Oh. Superman couldn't find out, but you can.
Yes,
and now, then tell me this. Even if it was a trick, who would do a terrible thing like that?
Now, that's a little detail I intend to uncover, too.
Now, you do. How? Hmm. Will you stop making noises like a cat?
What?
No, I won't say it. Hey, look out for that fire! What?
For Pete's sake, will you take it easy? I saw it. Scare me like that. What did you start to say?
Oh, yes. What did you do with the black animal we found in Jim's room?
Oh, you mean Jim?
Yes. No. Yes. No. Oh, how do I know what I mean anymore? I've had more than I can stand, Kent. I'm not a young man anymore. I can feel my heart palpitating. I can feel my arteries hardening.
Yeah, I know, Chief, but you can relax. I'm going to have this mystery solved before this night is over.
What do you mean?
Leave it to me and take my word for it. Before this night is over, I'll have the answer to the mystery.
How does Clark Kent intend to solve the baffling mystery tonight? We'll return in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
You know, it's hard to tell who's having the most fun collecting those grand comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep, the fellows or the girls. Well, fact is, all you members of the gang are having a whale of a lot of fun, and there's a lot of rivalry to see whether the fellows or the girls can collect the most different buttons. Why, it's almost like a race. Of course, eventually, every kid will have all 18 different buttons in the series, from Herbie and Periwinkle right on up to Superman himself. Because these pictures of your favorite comic strip characters are so doggone brilliant and swell-looking that, well, you won't want to miss out on a single one. They're straight from the funny sheet, you know. Accurate, true-to-life pictures of the friends that you follow regularly in the papers. And you feel like strutting around when you have all your different buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap for everybody to see. So better hop to it, gang, because these thrilling buttons are easy as pie to get. You don't send in a single penny, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you a package or two of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Inside, there's your exclusive prize. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Refusing to tell Perry White how he intends to solve the mystery, Clark Kent drove to the editor's suburban home, picked up the Siamese cat which Lois, Jimmy, and White insisted had spoken to them, and returned to his own Metropolis apartment with the animal, accompanied by Perry White. Now, as the mantel clock points to 2:45 in the morning, the fawn-colored cat, having explored the small apartment, springs to the divan and curls into a furry ball, its strange gray-blue eyes regarding Kent curiously. White breaks the silence.
Will you please tell me what this is all about, Kent? What's the idea of dragging me and that confounded cat to your apartment at this hour of the morning?
I brought you because I'm going to need your help, Chief. And I brought the cat because I expect it to tell me the answer to this whole riddle.
You expect it to tell you?
Yes. Unless I'm very far wrong, and I don't think I am, we're going to learn from Kitty here where Lois and Jim are, how and why they disappeared, and everything else.
Now, wait a minute. You said you didn't believe the cat could talk.
I don't.
What? Now, hold on. I may be a little screwy after everything what's happened, but I'm not so screwy that I can't recognize two conflicting statements when I hear them.
Oh?
First you say the cat can talk, and then you say it can't.
Well, it can't. But it will.
Now, wait, Kent. Take it easy. All this wacky stuff is beginning to get you, too.
What?
Now, I tell you what. You take a warm bath and go to bed. I'll sleep out here on the
you
sofa.
You think I'm going crazy, don't you?
Huh? No. Of course not. You're just a little tired and over-anxious like I am.
Oh.
Your nerves are frizzled.
They're what?
I mean frazzled.
Oh.
Now, listen to me, Kent. You take a shower
wait,
and...
Wait.
Huh? Well, what's the matter?
The cat's going to talk.
Who said it was?
I did. Now, don't move and don't say anything.
Well, how do you know it's going to talk?
I'm telling you it will.
No, you are you? Kent, you're crazier than I am.
What?
You're twice as crazy.
Wait a minute.
You...
Wait, will you? It's going to talk. It's going to talk now.
Tensely, their eyes glued on the fawn-colored cat, Clark Kent and Perry White wait for it to talk. If Kent's hunch is right, the answer to the puzzling mystery is close at hand. Will the cat talk? Tomorrow's episode is jam-packed with excitement, fellas and girls, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for the mystery of the talking cat in The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, you'll get a bang out of this. Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of 6 swell Kellogg cereals. Why, it makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Makes it easy for Mom, too. No dishes to wash, thanks to the new Kell Bowl Pack. You can eat right out of it. What's more, these generous packages are great for lunchboxes and outings. So ask Mom to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety at the grocer's her very first chance. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.